This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 2, volume 2 of Sunday Supplement.
2, volume 2?
Yeah, I decided rather than saying 102, it'd be quicker to say episode 2, volume 2.
Why?
And if you measure it, I think you'll find I'm correct.
We got 100 episodes a series, is what you're saying?
No, a volume.
I don't really understand volume, other than, is that the level that people should turn this podcast up to?
A volume is like where you bound smaller parts together.
What, like on men in clubs?
What?
I was making a bondage joke.
Men bond small...
Bind the small parts together.
Oh, I see. It's a penis tackle joke.
Ish. It could be nipples.
Nipples?
People have nipple clamps.
Yeah, but you don't bind nipples together. You don't braid them together like Princess Leia's hair.
But you could use nipple clamp, chain in between, bound.
True, you could.
So I think I win.
Yeah, you could have won just by saying I don't think you could braid two penises either.
Well, I don't know. I haven't tried. I haven't got a penis to experiment on. And I've certainly not had two at the same time. Oh, that'd be fun. Gay men have all the fun.
They have some fun.
Well, I don't know. They're missing out on a few things, but not anything that would be binding penises together in a lattice work of genitalia.
To do a lattice, you'd need more than two.
You would need more than two.
You could make a lattice sausage roll as well, and that would be really complicated.
That would be. I imagine you'd need to do quite a lot of baking.
Right, I think we've talked about enough about genitals for the whole entire podcast now.
I think so too, and I can't believe you brought it up.
I wasn't gagging on one.
What, a genital?
Should I brought it up?
Oh, I see.
Do you see?
That doesn't imply gagging. That implies that you eat men's genitals and then vomit them up and feed them to your young whilst Jean-Luc Picard looks on, squawking at you.
Right, and the corpse of Daffy Duck with a piece of airplane pee through his head falls.
Every single week, you see, Simon, we do actually get new readers who want to know what their friends have been talking about, yeah? Down all the clubs and the hip jives and the discos.
So every week you reference an old joke?
Well, no, every week you open up with bondage and it's got nothing to do with the podcast or the papers or anything like that. So all you're doing is alienating, or maybe this is why we're getting so many new listeners. It's not people recommending us to people, which you should do, readers. It's actually people wanting to know about sexual proclivities. And proclivities was a gentleman in Roman times.
What newspaper did you buy?
I bought the News of the World.
Oh, that's quite a right-wing paper for Jim, who wants to know what the political skewage of our papers is. I got the Sunday Telegraph.
Well, that's quite a right-wing paper as well.
I know. Last week we had a lib off. This week we'll have a wanker off.
A wanker off in a lattice work.
Such a droll. Let's play Cut Out and Keep. Yeah, we should play it. We should properly play it with proper I want to win mentalities.
Well, if you want to win something, I'll let you win, but it'll be kind
You'll
of obvious.
Let me win.
Of course I'll let you win.
You're so magnanimous.
I always let you win.
You don't ever let me win. And
I
when
do
I
let
do
you win.
Win out of pure brilliance, you somehow undermine it and make me feel like some sort of twat.
I don't think that's me. I think that's you realising that you didn't deserve the win and feeling guilty.
Okay, David Cross thinks turtles are the Hitler of animals.
Turtles?
Yeah. That is something else on the page I'm about to cut out and keep. But that
okay.
Isn't what I'm cutting out and keeping.
Or
I'm cutting out and keeping The List, right? And this is a paper this week that's had interviews with P.D. James and some nice insights into movies and good reviews and well-written columns by Sandy Totsvik. But I'm cutting out a list of animal arrests. Number
okay.
One. In India, a pigeon was arrested in May on suspicion of taking part in a special mission of spying. It had a Pakistani phone number and address stamped on its body.
On its body? Not around its ankle or anything?
It's a tattoo. A tattooed
right.
Pigeon.
That's tough. Not even the pigeons in Camden are tattooed.
No, but they do have mohawks.
That is true.
They should get their beaks pierced.
They certainly have mohawks on the cover of the Camden Fringe brochure, which is out.
Don't crowbar a plug-in for your Camden Fringe
And I am
show.
Doing a Camden Fringe show called Science Friction from the 19th to the 23rd of August at 9 p.m. at the Sheephaven Bay in Camden. And you can find out all about it at www.camdenfringe.org.
Anyway, this pigeon was kept in an air-conditioned room under guard with instructions that it receive no visitors. So what do you think number two is? What do you think the next animal to have been arrested is?
Terrorist earwig.
No, a goat.
Oh,
it was a thief.
A thieving goat.
Well, apparently they thought the thief who had nicked their sports car had turned himself using black magic into a goat. A goat was also arrested in Alabama when it attacked a car.
It attacked a car. That's some tough goat.
I'm trying to think of a car pun with a goat.
Are you only kidding, Simon?
Don't be so gruff.
Billy goat's gruff.
You're
yeah.
a Billy.
A silly Billy, you think.
14 squirrels were arrested in Iran in 2007 after they spotted espionage devices attached to the rodents' bodies.
See, what I'm noticing is a theme, which is all of these animals that are arrested aren't your first choice of food stuff. I doubt many cows or chickens have been arrested, simply because rather than arresting them, you could just eat them.
Yeah, that would be a good form of punishment, wouldn't it? I charged this cow with petty larceny. I sentence it to be hamburgers.
Would you be able to do that? Would you be able to convince a vegetarian to give up on their moral crusade because this cow was a particular arsehole? This cow was a cow, in fact.
I think if a vegetarian had its car nicked by a cow.
Well, exactly, because the car would be ruined at that point, because like hooves don't go well on steering wheels, and getting a cow into a car, I mean, it's going to smell like bullshit.
You're talking utter nonsense. And finally, Iran also arrests dogs.
Once again, not a food stuff.
No.
Do they poo in the wrong place?
It's to do with a clampdown on dog ownership. One day it's dogs, tomorrow they have to catch birds. The police themselves must be laughing at this, said Nadia, whose sick dog was arrested during the clampdown.
So they actually clamp dogs?
Yeah.
Like the cars that are parked illegally by cattle?
Yeah. So can you beat that? That should really have been a humdonger, but I think it's worth cutting out and keeping. Can you beat it?
Sex lies and female spies.
All right,
when Anna Chapman was arrested last month, accused of being a Russian spy, her double life made headlines.
Oh,
worldwide.
Anna Chapman is gorgeous.
She is a bit, yes.
She's really pretty. And have they got the topless pictures of her in there?
No.
Ah, never mind.
But she is very pretty. She's wearing a red dress and looks very nice.
That picture of her in the red dress is amazing. I couldn't stop looking at it for weeks.
She's got a weird nose, though.
I tweeted, would I fancy her as much if I knew she wasn't a Russian spy?
And what was the response? Was it deafening silence?
Yeah, absolute deafening silence.
For some reason on Twitter this week, everybody's been telling me I should be Doctor Who.
Oh, piss off.
Which is brilliant. But apart from the fact that, obviously, Doctor Who, when he regenerates, he is male. And there have been female Time Lords. So I'm a bit, I don't think he can cross genders.
He did in the comic relief special. He became Joanna Lumley.
Really?
With Nuff cleavage.
Nuff cleavage. Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. Not muff cleavage. I don't know.
Well, I think that counts then. I'm gonna say that counts. Because I was having a debate with somebody about whether the TARDIS has a kitchen in it.
Of course it does.
Obviously it must do. But apparently there have even been episodes where they've gone into the kitchen to get milk.
What has this got to do with Russian spies?
Basically, girls make the best spies. The whole thing is quite nice because it's all about, oh yeah, sexy women. Espionage is more about gathering intelligence and getting into Jason Bourne-style fistfights. Male agents don't have an advantage. If anything, women are mentally much stronger than men.
So the News of the World feels the need to point out to its readers that spying isn't really like what happens on the Bourne Identity.
But it is like what happens in Octopussy and stuff, because it's all about girls using their cunning feminine wiles to get what they want. It's quite an interesting thing. There's stuff about Mata Hari, who caused the deaths of thousands of Allied soldiers.
Is Christine Keeler on there? She wasn't really a spy, but she was having relations with Perfumo, wasn't she, and a Russian spy.
That is true, but she wasn't a spy herself, so she doesn't count. Virginia Hall, living in Paris when the Nazis invaded, American Virginia Hall fled to London, where she was recruited by a special operations executive. Despite having lost her left leg below the knee, Hall was their first female spy. She's a one-legged woman spy. She could have kept all sorts of things in her leg.
That is true. She'd have like a Q-like false leg. It may look like an ordinary false leg,
but it's got a skate on it that comes out the sides.
Yeah.
And she can power her way just on one leg. Or she could have springs in and hop her way to victory.
So to boil it down as to who's got the best article, You've got female spies with fake false legs. False legs? Can you have a fake false leg? A fake false leg would be a leg, wouldn't it?
A fake false leg is a leg.
Yeah. Or rodents that are spies.
Ooh.
That's a no-score draw, I would say.
Ooh. That is true. I mean, we're basically saying, which are better, rats or women? I say women are better. Which do you say, Simon?
Well, fine, you win then.
Yes!
Okie dokie, Dr. Jones, hold on to your potatoes. It's time to play Article or Farcical.
In this game, I will read out three articles from the supplements of the News of the World, and also one that I have made up. It's up to you, dear readers, and Simon to guess which is the articles and which is the farcical.
Which are the articles?
Okay, you don't think about grammar. Don't talk to me about grammar,
bitch. You always tell me off for grammar when I say less rather than fewer.
Whatever.
As a result of that, I do make fewer grammatical mistakes on a less regular basis.
All right. Which are the articles?
Logically, that means I make more mistakes regularly. Shut. Just get on with the game, weirdo.
Is this an article or is it a farcical? Hall over tan.
Hall over tan?
Yes.
H-A-U-L?
Yes.
Is that like a tan suit? Like a lycra suit that's the colour of EasyJet's? And you pull it on like a lycra suit and it's all skin tight. And you go, oh, look, I got a tan. And they go, ah, but you've also got seams in your skin. And you go, ah, it's not really a tan.
It's basically Steve Jobs' version of the electronic tan, the eye tan.
Well, it's Steve Jobs' fix to a bad tan is to wear a plastic tan on top of it. Oh, look at that, iPhone jokes.
Number two, keys and quiet.
As in peace and quiet, but keys and quiet.
Can't remember what that one is about, but it's definitely in there, promise.
Right.
Okay, the bum rap.
Is that about a rap about a bum?
No. It is wrap with a W, and it's all about using organic nappies and whether they're more cost-effective than Huggies.
When you say organic nappies, do you mean toweling nappies?
Yeah, ones that you wash.
The ones that you have to boil wash?
Yeah.
So no, the answer is not.
Well, they do a thing when they add up all the shopping prices, and it depends which brand of actual things that you get. So if you get, like, most brand-name nappies, then, yeah, it's more cost-effective to do organic ones.
Because of the making-in-bulk type thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then finally, is this an article or...
You should have done that as number two.
Why?
The bum rap should have been number two, because it's full of shit. Number two, it's a poo joke.
Oh, I see.
I'm making a poo joke.
Well, I couldn't do that, Simon, because that one is the farcical, and I can't do the farcical at number two, can I?
True. Number four?
Why big thighs save lives.
Big thighs save lives. How do big thighs save lives?
Because you don't have the fat around your heart. You have it around your thighs instead. It's not good if you have big thighs and a fatty belly, though.
Right, so you can have big thighs on their own. You could be like Natalia Onatopp from Goldeneye.
Or J-Lo.
J-Lo got big thighs?
She has in proportion to a very skinny midriff. Right. She hasn't got big thighs, but they're very curvaceous.
Right, so haul over suit, keys and quiet, the
all
bum
over
wrap.
Tan. Not all over suits. That's what you started to make up about Steve Jobs and his weird bondage. You said not to talk about bondage anymore. And here you are saying, oh yeah, Steve Jobs in a gimp suit spanked me
gimp
with
soup.
The elastic. Yeah, gimp soup. Gimp soup is basically the layer of sweat and general fluff that's located just under the leather or the PVC.
Oh right, so Pulp Fiction would have been very different had he said ladle out the gimp suit.
They'd have been scrubbing the gimp. Which would have been far better than what actually happened.
Also, scrubbing the gimp does sound like a filthy euphemism. Okay, I'm going with bum rap.
Why are you going with bum rap? Because I told you it was the farcical, isn't
but
it?
I suppose so, yeah, maybe. I just think it's one you've made up.
Why's that?
Oh, do I have to explain it?
Well, yeah, because you're right, and I want to know where I went wrong.
Oh, I thought I was wrong, actually. I thought it was really obviously big thighs saves lives.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Is that what you do? Even when Simon snatches a rare victory, he can't help but cast aspersions over every single time he's lost because he's such a cheater, you see. This is what's happened, readers. Now, if you picked Big Thighs Save Lives, I think you're an idiot. Whereas if you chose Bon Rap, I think you generally understand me and the nature of this podcast. Simon is being a dick. A
so you're not
stick.
A sore loser, are you?
I'm not a sore loser at all. I'm just saying that you're a really bad winner when you say, I didn't even try winning. In fact, all the other times, I wasn't trying to win.
No, that's not what I said at all. I said I thought Big Thigh Saves Lives seemed so obvious, so that's why I went with bum rap. You've misconstrued what I meant.
I don't don't misconstrue anything, Simon. You're evil. I would say that you would be the master to my Doctor Who, but you're so crap, you're not even that. You're like one piddling Dalek which has lost your plunger.
I can't say the name of this next section because you told me I'm not allowed to mention bondage and it's got the word dom in it.
Dom? Oh, I see, it's in dominatrix.
Yeah. So this is the Ranomizer Skyzer.
The Ranomizer Skyzer. I quite like that.
The Ranomizer.
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 How about the Ranoskyzer?
The Ranoskyzer Rex.
The Ranoskyzer Rex FG.
The Ranoskyzer Rex would be an excellent dinosaur.
Yeah, because it would just be running around hitting into walls and stuff, which is ironic because there were no walls before during Jurassic time. Nobody thinks about that in Jurassic Park. How is a dinosaur meant to cope with a wall?
Or a car. Isn't that the whole point of Jurassic Park, that you've got...
No, the cars, they're more like what you'd find back in the day. It's a big animal, but it looks like a big animal, and there are cheeks inside. Whereas, a wall? What the hell is a wall?
A cliff face?
No, it's a wall.
I think you're talking rubbish. Right, Stella. 7, life, travel, money and jobs.
I'll go with life.
Life.
I choose life. Choose life.
If you can quote that whole thing, you can win the entire podcast.
If I can quote what whole thing?
The whole Choose Life speech from Trainspotting.
Oh, God. Let me think.
Big f***ing TV is about as much as I remember of it. Anyway, you've got...
Hang on. I know this. Hang on. I really do. Hang on. It's choose life, choose a job, choose a career, choose a family, choose a f***ing big television, and then it's... choose washing machines, cars, compact disc players and electrical tin openers. Choose good health, low cholesterol and dental insurance. Choose fixed interest mortgage repayments. Choose a starter home. Choose your friends. Choose your leisure wear and matching luggage. Choose a three-piece suite and a hire purchase in a range of f***ing fabrics. Choose DIY. I'm wondering who the fuck you are on a Sunday morning. Do sitting on that couch watching mind-numbing, spirit-crushing game shows, stuffing f***ing junk food into your mouth. Choose rotting away at the end of it all. Fishing your last in a miserable home. Nothing more than an embarrassment to the selfish f***ed up brats you spawned to replace yourself. Choose your future. Choose life. Oh, yes!
You!
Oh, yes! Izzy remembers things. Izzy was a very bored teenager.
Fine. What can I choose, then?
You can choose fabulous.
All right. Fabulous, then.
Okay. Got 1 to 53.
27.
We got Dr. Hillary.
Oh, God.
And it's, why do my hands keep shaking?
Because people keep shaking your hand.
Hey!
Hey!
My husband's recently been diagnosed with a back condition, scoliosis, which is a brilliant name for any disease.
Going back to the handshaking thing, it's, yeah, it's because it's glued to your penis.
29, I don't think it is. But he basically says it might be due to the fact that you're not having enough sugar, low blood sugar level, and there could be something benign essential tremor, which affects hand poisoning.
I don't care. I'm still sulking that you remembered the whole speech.
What I'm really happy with is I didn't do it in the Scottish accent, so I still win, and I win the podcast without even trying. So happy.
It's time to flop out our massive humdongers.
What's the worst thing in your paper? Go on.
How to improve your health with Ayurveda.
Ayurveda. That does sound like Darth's cousin.
Or it's just someone recognising Darth. Ayurveda. No, if that's what it was, it would be good. It's what that massive bellend, Deepak Chopra.
Yeah, he is one of those.
Yeah, it's just meditation and stuff and how you balance your three main constitutions. And
what are your three main constitutions? Well, I know what yours are, actually. Yours are misery, self-loathing. Yeah.
And biscuits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say Monster Munch, but biscuits will do it fine.
Vata, Kapha and Pitta.
Pitta? I like Pitta. Oh.
If you're Pitta,
yeah,
that means you have the constitution of fire and water.
Well, you put it in the toaster. And it's good, actually, to drizzle a bit of water on it before you put it
that
in the toaster.
That is
true. It stays moist.
That's not Pitta.
You're thinking of naan, but yeah, which you put in the oven. But if you open up the pocket, put a tiny bit of water in there, it's really doughy when you eat it after you toasted it.
Apparently, if you're in balance as a Pitta, you're articulate and courageous. But when you're unbalanced, you are irritable, demanding, and typically suffer from skin problems.
So if you don't fill your Pitta with enough kebab meat. Not that I'd have kebab meat in a Pitta. I like hummus.
Oh, hummus in it. Oh, that's good. And tuna in a Pitta's good as well. But this columnist thinks that if everyone did Ayurveda, pharmacists would close.
Well, that columnist is a c***.
And it's not even Piers Morgan.
No, it's not even. I'm avoiding Amanda Holden, and she's in the back of mine. Well, I've got. It's just the really nicest thing ever, which the News of the World have just made horrible with the headline. Because it just comes across as in the wrong thing. It just says, sobbing for a sick Cheryl, right? Because Cheryl Cole has got malaria, which is a very serious illness. Mm-hmm. You know, it kills millions of people every year. And what they've done is they've given it that title, which makes it sound like, oh, pathetic. But actually underneath it are the nicest letters from her fans just saying, when I read you were hours from death, my heart sank and I started to cry. I hope you get better soon. You know, it's just lovely stuff from these people. There's a couple of pensioners.
Just undermined by some bastard sub-editor.
Exactly. And you're just like, that's horrible.
Did you see the story this week about the scientists who were trying to make malaria-resistant mosquitoes?
Wow.
They kind of bred them to sort of be a bit resistant to it. But they've managed, by accident, to make them completely resistant to malaria. So if they can release all of these mosquitoes and make them replace other mosquitoes...
It's really hard to do that sort of stuff, though. I mean, the trouble is, malaria mosquitoes are now appearing again in England. They used to be here back in the old days, and now they've started again. You can always tell a malaria mosquito, it's the female, so she's wearing lipstick.
Yeah.
When they sit on a surface, the mosquitoes which might potentially carry malaria, the ones which are diagonal, they're not the ones which are flat. So you can keep the ones which are flat, they're still a pest, but they're not as bitey as the ones that they're at an angle, their entire body is. So
all they really have to do is engineer these new mosquitoes to be somehow better than the old mosquitoes.
They should take some of my DNA.
No,
in
they could put like a metal band around the edge of one of them.
All right, but then they might lose signal, Simon.
That is true, but you know, if you hold the mosquito properly.
It is true. All the world's solutions would be solved if you could just get Steve Jobs to market them.
It's time then to decide who has superior supplements this week and who wins
Izzy.
The podcast.
That's Izzy, because...
She chose life, yeah.
Chose life, I chose a job, I chose a career, I chose a family.
Stop. Can't we just at least pretend that I had the better paper for a bit?
No, I did.
You bought the News of the World. How could you have even had the better paper with the better supplements in it?
You're just so snobby.
What? Yes.
You are like one of those alien species that I, as Doctor Who, encounter, who don't understand the beauty in everyday humanity.
No, I understand the beauty in everyday humanity, and I think that a tabloid has a lot of merit. But basically, I want to win because I had the better paper, but I can't because I rather stupidly said, oh, well, if you could quote a film verbatim, then you could win. And it's not fair. That is not fair. I didn't think you would do it. I didn't even think you'd seen the film.
I have seen the film. I remember watching it because we got it on DVD when I was doing my A-levels and we all sat around and watched it halfway through our exams and I got addicted to it. Much like they get addicted to heroin, only on the film.
So you're saying that actually you had a train spotting problem, not a heroin problem.
Exactly. I had a problem. I got addicted to addicts.
So if they made a film about you, it would be called Heroin.
Yeah.
But with an E at the end, because like you'd be the hero. That's a very clever joke in my head. Not when I say it out loud, though.
No, it's not. It's amazing how that works, Simon. It's almost like you are a filter and you filter out all the nice ideas and what comes out of your mouth.
Is gimp soup.
Yeah, it's gimp soup.
Right. So the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday was the Sunday Telegraph, but by a weird quirk of podcast lore, it is the News of the World.
Yeah, so choose your future. Choose Izzy.
Choose the News of the World.
Izzy win.
To be fair, you did have pictures of Anna Chapman, and that's a pretty good thing.
I'm also, as well as plugging my Camden show before we go, which you can find on camdenfringe.org, 19th to 23rd of August. I'm also going to say, I saw a preview of Ashley Freeze's show, and Ashley's got a really nice show about music, which we've already plugged before, but go and find him in the Edinburgh Fringe guide.
So there you go. If you want to write to us, please do. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can leave a message on our Facebook group wall. You can leave a review on iTunes. You can Twitter us at SciDunn or at Izzy_Lawrence, or you can leave a message on our website, which is sundaysupplement.com.
Thanks once again for the nice messages, particularly about me being Doctor Who. Well done, everyone. That annoyed Simon. Well, let's think of new ways to annoy Simon.
No, I think 100 episodes worth of 10 ways to annoy Simon is plenty enough for one young man's lifetime.
I don't.
Cheerio.
Bye.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.